What is up, my dudes? This is Connor, the voice of the Anything and Everything podcast, and this is episode number 7, Music Part 2. Now, gonna get a little sappy, gonna get a little emotional. Not gonna cry or anything. Jesus Christ. But what I do want to talk about is music. For those people who are out there who are creators and writers and musicians, artists, if you will, you'll know what I'm talking about. Of course, I've really only had experience with being, I guess you could say, a musician. I am a drummer, not a very good one, but I do like to write music a lot, and I do kind of have a feel for what it's like to be part of that. God damn, somebody likes me a lot. Now in that, what I was thinking about is that with music, if you are a musical artist, you write from emotion, almost entirely emotion, whether it be aggression, whether it be passion, whether it be depression or anxiety or love, anything like that, that's where you write from. That's where you get your inspiration, and that's what you delve into, and that's what you explore, you know. And what I was thinking about is when you're writing that, that time when you're sitting down and creating music, creating songs, creating musical notes and stuff like that, you can't come from a place of judgment. You can't think, oh, nobody will like this or whatever. Like when you belt it out, like if you sing, I love to sing. I don't think that I'm that good though, but I do love to sing. And when I do sing and I do write stuff and I do play and I try to create different beats and stuff with my drums, it comes from a place of pure emotion. And when I do it, I feel this incredible just rush of like adrenaline come over me, like you just need to belt it out. It's something that you can't put into words except for like the words or the songs or what you write and say and sing. That's how you express it. You can't really put it into words. It's almost like the whole culmination of everything and not necessarily just what you say it is. You know, when I sit down and write about my thoughts and my feelings about anything, that's where I come from. I get into my head and I think, all right, well, this is what I'm feeling today. I'm feeling very, I don't like how this played out in my life. How can I translate this from my thoughts into something that, you know, I can understand, you know, because it'll come out in a musical form. And that's how I see it. You can't worry about being judged. And I was just thinking about, I have a buddy who I've been trying to start a band with. Obviously I can't, like, we're doing our own things, you know. It's very hard to bring that together when you're two adults trying to, you know, make your way through the world. But that's what I was thinking about, was like, when we actually do sit down and get together and create something for our band, it's almost like I know that whatever I say or whatever I write or whatever I do, it's not gonna be judged in the form of how other people judge things, because he's my friend and I know that he's coming from the same place too. He enjoys music on a very deep level. He loves creating things on his bass and on his guitar, and I love creating beats and stuff, and I love the power that you feel when you create things. I think that's why I, not just music, but everything else, I think that's why I like to create things. It's why I like to be a bodybuilder. That's why I like to write. That's why I like to write jokes for, you know, I'm trying to do stand-up comedy. You know, you just gotta write and do and come from a place of pure emotion and no judgment and no animosity. All right, that's it for this one. Thank you for listening, guys. Appreciate it.